Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Well, I think you and I have the kind of relationship where we can be honest with each other.
We do.
Do you want to be honest on air or off air?
Right.
Certainly on the air.
Okay. Of course. What I do now?
Got a little bit of beef with you, man.
Oh, man.
Didn't used to bother me, but I think now that we've been working with each other long enough and we can be authentic with each other, I think I can go here. It's annoying me that you consistently use the lower urinal.
Excuse me?
We got
two urinals in the men's room.
I know. And I know this because you all got us those contraptions where women can pee standing up if they go camping.
Yeah.
So we went into the men's restroom to use, we used urinals for the first time, and it was very exciting. And I noticed that one, there's one that's elevated and one that's a little lower.
So Mo and I, for whatever reason, are on the same pee schedule. You know how women sometimes will sync up their cycles?
Yes.
Mo and I have the same urine cycle.
No, I noticed that. You guys go and use the bathroom at the same time every single day.
It actually feels weird if I go in there and you don't come. I feel like I'm off center or something. Something not right.
So more often than not, because he's got those long ass legs, he gets down there before I do. So
he does have a longer stride.
Fully. What takes him 3 strides takes me 35. Which, to my point, I am 5'4". You are?
6'3".
6'3". There are two urinals in there. One is lowered to the ground, probably for kids or short dudes. And the other one is for guys that are 6'3 or 6'4 years old, or 6'4. And this dude keeps taking the lower urinal.
Why you take the lower one?
Every single time.
Well, two reasons. One, it kind of started as a joke because every time I'm in there, either Bert or Romeo are in there. So
Romeo's only like 5'7 or
exactly.
Whatever.
Exactly. So I kind of just like to force them to use the high one because I think it's funny.
Fair.
And even if I go in by myself, I'll still take the lower one because I don't like the urinal to be like right by my knees. It just, I don't know what it is.
About,
yeah, it's too close.
Like, so you'd rather have a longer way to go, but wouldn't that cause more splashback?
Yes, but it only really splashes around like your feet. So I can live with that.
Ew.
But when it's splashing on like your pants, that's not okay. So I always take the lower.
How strong is your stream that you're getting?
I'll be streaming. Okay,
that's a hell of a frosting.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi is strong. It'll be streaming.
I just let you know, it's not going to break us, but it's a slight annoyance.
Fascinating.
Yeah, the other day he came in, I came in after.
He beat
me that day because I went to get water first.
Oh,
and he was using the lower one.
Mine.
And I was like, you know the rules. Like, what are you doing, B?
Did you make him hold it and move over to the toilet?
I should have.
No, he just picked me up by the shoulders and put me over.
Excuse me, sir.
Whatever. No justice, no pee.
Wow.
My bad.
You are on fire today.
He is.
I got all the dad jokes lined up today.
I mean, so many.
I got a homework assignment for you guys that is a lesson in eliminating negative self-talk, but it's kind of bizarre.
All right.
You ready? You ready to accept this challenge?
Maybe.
It's a real easy one.
But I love being mean to myself.
Yeah, well, we're going to change that. Okay? It's funny because years and years and years ago when I first started therapy, that's the first thing that my therapist started working on is she's like, you know what, man? Because I went in there for the first time and I was telling her that if I would just leave like a water bottle in the garage when I walked into the living room, I'd call myself all sorts of names like, you stupid idiot. How could you do that to yourself, right? And she's like, It's obvious. You would never talk to anybody else like that. But here we are talking all sorts of crap to ourselves, right? This was years ago. And I remember her saying at the time, like, just notice it. Like, don't try to eliminate it. Just notice it first, and then we'll start working on it. And this was a long time ago, and I think I have forgotten that lesson. So I was reminded of it a couple of days ago. My fiance and I, we listen to like these self-help podcasts all the time. It's really pretty obnoxious. And she really loves this one podcaster named Mel Robbins.
Oh, she's my favorite.
Oh, she's so good, man.
She's the best. I've been following her for a hot minute, and she is just so, her delivery and I've shared some stuff on the show from her before, like the high five challenge was from.
Oh, is that hers?
That's hers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and that's when you just like wake up in the morning, you look at yourself in the mirror and you high five yourself.
Exactly.
Feels a little on the weird side. She also has one podcast. This is a sidebar here where she talks to her teenage son who was going through some depression and suicidal thoughts. And it is probably one of the most powerful podcasts I have listened to as somebody that has a teenage son. So you might want to look her up.
She's incredible.
This doesn't have to do with that, though. So Mel, her advice to anybody that was suffering from negative self-talk is to apply the negative self-talk to a different person in your head. In this case, she said, Abby, for instance, if you are beating yourself up, right? It's not you beating yourself up. You would think of a name of a person and you would tell that person to shut up. But you have to do it. You can't do it softly. You have to do it loudly in your head. So Tiffany was telling her daughter, Eliza, about this assignment. And Eliza said, oh, I want to try this. So she named the negative person in her head. For whatever reason, it was Robbie.
Robbie.
Shut up, Robbie.
Robbie. Okay.
So Tiffany started practicing with her. And at first, Eliza said, shut up, Robbie. And Tiffany said, no. The assignment is you got to really be mad at Robbie. And you really have to be very forceful. So try it again. And Eliza would say, shut up, Robbie. And Tiffany's like, no. You got to do it louder in your head. And finally, she said out loud, shut up, Robbie. So to make a long story short, Eliza is really into swimming. She's 8 years old and she's kicking ass as an 8-year-old. She's beating like 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds, but she has some negative self-talk before she starts her meets. So 2 weeks ago, she used this new, shut up, Robbie, and she cut off 16 seconds in one of her meets.
Oh my gosh.
Which in swimming is...
That's a lot.
A lot.
Wow.
And 9 seconds off her other meet by telling Robbie to shut up. So I have been applying the same thing to myself the last couple of days, and I don't know why I came up with the name Troy. It just sounds like a douchebag name to me.
Troy?
I think Troy would be mean. So anytime I'm having negative self-talk, I tell Troy to shut up. You brought up earlier this morning how I have had like body dysmorphia most of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm in really good shape for my age. But when I see
You're in really good shape.
I'm in really good shape.
Period.
I got blood work to prove it now also. But when I see myself in the mirror, I'm always like looking at the negative stuff. Oh, look at my flat ass. I got to go start working ass. Now I've been telling Troy to shut up. And I've been noticing it more and more often. And it has tipped me off to how much negative self-talk I have. But it has also tweaked my mentality the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. This also goes in hand with the assignment Mo had about putting a picture of your younger self somewhere in your room. Or like for me, I put the picture of myself in the bathroom mirror of a picture of me like when I was a toddler. And it all came from the Kylie Jenner interview with Jay Shetty about being kind to your inner child. Mm-hmm. And you look at that picture, and when you do it, you're doing that negative self-talk. You like, would you say that to that kid right there?
Right.
Yeah. Mm. That worked too.
It did. It does. I see myself every single morning before I come into work, and it's just a reminder to, you know, be kind to your inner child, which is, you know, you're screaming, shut up.
It's not to me, though.
It's two different tactics.
It's not to me.
You're screaming, shut up to Troy. Yeah. Absolutely. And Troy does need to shut the bleep up.
Yeah, he does. He's been getting more quiet and more quiet the course of the last couple of weeks.
But these tactics work.
Yeah. They do. So for the next 24 hours, Kristen, I would like you to name your person right now.
Okay. Oh, gosh, no.
All of us got to do this for 24 hours and then come back in tomorrow and just tell us, tell me if you feel better or you've at least made some notes, like mental notes, on how often you have this negative self-talk if you apply it to somebody else.
I feel like there's so much pressure to name this person.
Name her Cunegunda.
No, I love Cunegunda. That's a relative. That's an aunt.
You're yelling at your family tree.
Yeah.
I don't know why Troy came to me immediately.
Really?
I have never met a bad Troy before in my life. For some reason, he just jumped out at me.
The first one that came to mind, and I have no idea why, is Carol.
Carol.
That's a perfect name.
Shut up, Carol.
Shut up, Carol.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, because you got to say it like that. Like, Carol! Diamond Carol!
Right, you shut Carol up for the next 24 hours. Cassie, who are you shutting up?
Veronica! I love that name. I don't know why, but I'm going to call her Ronnie. I think it's because Eliza picked Robbie. So Ronnie sounds good to me. Shut up, Ronnie!
Good passion behind it. Mo, who you got?
The first name that came to me, I have no idea why, was Joe. Joe. I'm telling Joe to shut up.
Let's hear it.
Shut up, Joe.
Good.
Felt it.
Yeah. It came from deep.
That's good.
Abby, who do you got?
I've got Patricia.
Patricia.
So anytime I have that voice in my head, I'll be like, that's not me. That's Patricia.
Uh-huh. No, tell her to
you
shut up, man.
Yell at Patricia.
Shut up, Patricia.
Wow.
Should we do a break with Troy, Carol, Ronnie, Joe, and Patricia?
Just the negativity. Yes. I think that defeats the purpose.
Like,
I think we're giving them a real voice. I think that defeats it. All right, 24 hours. Tell your people to shut up and come back and we'll see if it works.
Yeah, that sounds
all
like
right.
Something Carol would say.
Oh, it is.
Shut up, Carol.
God dang it, Carol!
Listen, it's The Burt Show.